بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وحكمة وعملا متقبلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome inshallah to all of you for tonight's Friday lesson inshallah. We have today an interesting subject. One of the interesting events that took place over the last week, and I'm sure you've all heard about the volcano in Iceland and the eruption and the mass disruption that this volcano has caused throughout the Western world. We see that such a tiny island that hardly anybody's heard of. Iceland is a small island and it's barely noticeable in the world, on the world map. And from beneath the ice, such a massive cloud of ashes is thrown up into the air, and they say it reached 6 miles into the air, causing disruption to the airlines and flights, and even the military planes could not even fly from this mass of ash that's made up of glass particles that spread up into the atmosphere. And they say that over 113 airports were shut down because of this disruption. 63,000 flights were canceled, and $250 million were lost every day during this disruption. And 7 million passengers were not able to complete their journeys on time. And we see that Europe was almost isolated from the west of the world, from the rest of the world. Passengers could not arrive or could not leave from the land there. So what is the position of a believer from such events? Or what should we as a believer, how should we look at such an event that took place? First of all, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. فَاعْتَبِرُوا, reflect and think, O people of vision, O people of reflection. We see that such a small cloud of dust that came from a single volcano, it caused fear and disruption throughout the Western world. And it caused paralyzed the business traffic that takes place in Europe. So what about if a large number of volcanoes erupted? What about if Allah Azza wa Jal, He caused volcanoes to erupt in different places on the earth? Not just one single volcano, but many. As you know, there's thousands of volcanoes on the earth. What would happen to human life? What would happen to our life as we know it, all of the technology that we have? If we think about it, and we see that the weakness of human power in front of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of all the technology that they have, they were unable, they were completely paralyzed to do anything to change the eruption of this volcano. And nor can they do anything about it in the future, should it, Allah azza wa jal, cause it to erupt another time. So the Muslim, when he looks at these events, these natural events that take place in the universe, he reflects upon them. He reflects on the verse of Allah, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَنِيمِ. That is the decree, the taqdeer, the planning of al-aziz al-aneem, the powerful, the knowing. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He's the powerful and He's the knowing. So the believer, he looks at these events not as random events that take place by chance, but knowing that it is from the power of Allah Azza wa Jal who caused them to happen. And so he looks, and he does not look at things from a materialistic point of view, but he looks at it from the point of view of the causer of events. And the believer, he does not limit himself to the lessons that happen to him personally, but he learns from the lessons of others. This is one of the things we benefit from in the Qur'an, when we see Allah reminding us about the Aad and the Thamud and the destruction of those nations. The believer, he takes heed and he takes lessons from what happens to the other nations, to other people. Maybe I personally or you personally were not affected by this eruption, this volcano. But the believer, the wise person, the mu'min, he reflects on the events that happen to others. So what we do, or what we can benefit first and foremost from this event, is we can reflect on the one who controls the universe and his power to change whatever we have planned, his power and his authority over the universe. And also Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We do not send signs except to instill fear, so that people have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the volcano or an earthquake, and we see how many earthquakes have been taking place recently. These are actually the signs of Allah, or you could say perhaps the armies of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses the forces in nature as His army to teach lessons for people, to punish. And so we see these signs taking place. And so that the huge cloud of volcanic ash, this is also one of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we look at these things, we remember, or we awaken up from our ghafla. Because the human being, he tends to fall into the ghafla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless he's shaken up, unless he's woken up. And a lot of times when you see there's an earthquake, the first thing people say, the first thing on their tongue, oh my God. The first thing that comes on their tongue is Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, they're lost in ghafla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They forget about Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah says, we do not send our signs except takhwifan, to instill fear so that people, they remember Allah. They wake up from their state of ghafla. And also we see, Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. He's the one who shows you the lightning to instill fear. When people see the lightning and the thunder, then people, they wake up and they remember the power of Allah, the glory of Allah. Of course, this is for those who have life in their heart. This is for those who have life in their heart. For a believer. A believer, his heart is alive, sensitive. Whenever he sees things around him, he takes heed of them. So his heart is sensitive to what is happening around him. But those whose hearts are covered up, there's no life left in them, then the signs even do not affect them. Even the major events in history, such as this historic event, it leaves no impression on his heart. It causes no change in his behavior or changing in his thinking. So we see here, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that what has happened is this is a maw'idah. This is this event, this eruption of the earthquake, the eruption of the volcano is a maw'idah. It's a reminder. It's a lesson for believers who have hearts that are sensitive. But Allah describes those people who are in ghafla. He says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but their hearts don't understand. Their hearts do not take lessons from what happens. And Allah says about them, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُ. They are like cattle. The cattle, you see his head down, and he's eating the grass, and he is totally unaffected by what is happening around him. His only concern is to eat what is in front of him, eating and drinking. But he's not concerned about what's even happening to his right or his left. Maybe even the other cattle are being slaughtered. He doesn't worry about it. He's worried about eating and drinking. So we see here another lesson that these are signs for those who have life in their heart. And so we take a lesson also. We see that the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw some wind, his face would change. Just some wind. Or he saw some clouds in the sky, you could see the effect on his face. And he would go, and Aisha would notice that. So what about the eruption of a 6-mile high volcanic cloud? If the Prophet ﷺ was affected by just a few clouds and some wind, then what about humanity who doesn't take heed from a massive cloud of volcanic ash that covers the whole, that can be seen from outer space? This really shows you the state of ghafla that human beings, they fall into if they do not take heed, if they do not reflect on the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, another lesson we see, Allah says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. They did not give a just estimation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that this is one of the what happened is a sign of Allah's power. That even the most mighty and powerful jets on earth, they could not fly. They could not go into the air. And so we see the power of Allah. That He is the one that controls the affairs of this universe. And so this is an indication for us of our weakness also. Ajzu, the weakness of human beings. No matter all of the power on earth could not stop the volcano if it wanted to erupt or if Allah wanted it to erupt. So we see from this the arrogance that human beings have. They think that they can control the affairs of this universe. But this is a reminder again for us of the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. We are all impoverished to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have any authority in front of the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we see that even the most technically advanced nations, they were not able to prevent this event from happening. And so this should be a reminder also that the power is not in the restricted to the material sense, right? Because some people, they have material wealth and power, but it is always it is subject to the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most advanced technology in the world is used in the jet airplane. This is the pinnacle of human technology and human science. But if Allah's plan and desire is to prevent these planes from flying, then He has the ability to do that. So this is another lesson. And also we learn from this the limit of our knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. We see the limit of human knowledge. Just a moment, a week ago, perhaps nobody would ever have imagined the eruption of such a massive volcano. And they say this is a historic event where never before has such an event taken place that prevented the travel of planes on the earth. So this is one of the massive events that takes place, that's an historic event that shows the limit of mankind's knowledge. Mankind's knowledge. No. I'm not going to go too long, inshallah, just to mention a few more points that we can learn, inshallah. And also, we see from this event the limit of human planning. Right? Knowledge is one thing, knowing what is happening and having knowledge of it, but also the limit of our ability to plan. Somebody might have planned for 1 year or 5 years, I'm going to go to Europe, or I'm going to come to the US on such and such date. But Allah's planning is above our planning. Whatever we plan, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ. It is Allah's plan that ultimately will unfold, will take place. So we see this also from this event. And also we see from this event that there is no escaping the power of Allah except to Him. لَا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. We cannot escape from Allah's power except by going to Him. Because when we realize that we have no power left, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why should we wait till such an event happens for us to turn to Allah? Why don't we begin now? Why don't we realize from now that everything is in the hands of Allah? Do we want to wait till we're at the moment of death to turn to Allah in tawbah and repentance? So this is a good chance for us to remember that as well. And then we glorify Allah, because He's the one who changes affairs. Somebody may be rich, the next day he becomes poor. Somebody may be healthy, the next day he becomes sick. Somebody might be strong and mighty, the next day he's weak and abased. So this is another important lesson to learn, and that Allah is the changer of affairs, of things. He's the changer of all affairs. And also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that we should remember that all of nature is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people look at the nature as being from a materialistic point of view. But as Muslims, we believe in that everything is turned by the power of Allah in the hands of Allah azza wa jalla. And number 14, if you're counting, we also learn a lesson, which is that we reflect on the fire of the hellfire, the nar. You see how this fire, it came from under the ice. It's so hot that it caused the stone to turn into glass and then go 6 miles into the air. This is the heat of the fire on this earth. So what about the fire of Jahannam? How can any person tolerate the fire of the Jahannam? How can any of us bear the heat of the Jahannam, bear the heat of the hellfire? No. And also the ayah, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. And no soul knows what it will earn tomorrow. Again, remembering that the future is in the hands of Allah. Nobody knows where he'll be tomorrow. Nobody knows in which land he will die. He might have been positive that he was going to travel to some place tomorrow, and it turns out that he won't be able to leave. His destiny was that he would be in this land at this time. So no one knows where he will be tomorrow. And also, number 16, whatever affects you, it is by the earning of your own hands. Whenever a hardship happens, it's because of the sins of people, the sins that people have done. So this is a reminder to make tawbah to Allah, that we have to turn to Allah, make tawbah to Him. No. And also, we see that from this, that we should be grateful for the blessings of Allah. Right? Before they're taken away, the believer is grateful for the blessings before they're gone. So to be grateful, whenever even traveling today has become so easy, we could be grateful for traveling, being grateful for even the sunlight. If a cloud of dust came and blocked the sunlight, life would become impossible on earth. I'm sure the brother can tell us, right? If even a few days without sunlight would cause great harm on the earth. There would be no more oxygen, right? Photosynthesis. And I think even some scholars say that this was the cause of the extinction of the dinosaurs. It was a huge dust cloud. Some of them, they say that. So you see that even being grateful for the sunlight and the oxygen that we have, this is another lesson for us to learn. And finally, what we should do, or what we should remember from this great event and this terrible event, is that it should be a wake-up for us that we have time now to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could die at any moment. And when such an earthquake takes place, or a volcano, this is a reminder for us that we could die at any moment, and now is the time for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawbah to Him. So we ask Allah to help us to pay heed to His ayat, to His signs, inshaAllah, and to remember the events, or take lessons from the events that take place, inshaAllah ta'ala. So this is all for today, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Jazakallahu khair. I don't know if you have any questions or comments. I know it's not really an issue that there's a lot of questions, but if you have any comments, you're welcome to say anything, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah. Any reflections that you have? Anybody been there to Iceland? Haven't been there to that part of the world, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. It's interesting that the one brother was saying that the fire is coming from under the ice. SubhanAllah, there's ice. You wouldn't think that there's fire coming out from under the ice, subhanAllah. It's called Iceland, right? Iceland. and fire is gushing out. Subhanallah. Subhanallah wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Khair, inshaAllah. There's no other comment? No comment? Uncle, you have any comments? Sorry. Jazakumullah khairan. Brother Ismail?
Yes. In a land where there are pious people, they can't get affected by an earthquake.
Right, right. It's a very good question. Yes, even the like when the events that take place that affect the believers, then we say that this is a purification for them. For the ones who are committing sin, it's a punishment for them. But the ones who are not in sin, the believers, then it's a purification, an expiation for their sins, and to raise them in ranks. This is why Aisha, she asked about an army that would be swallowed by the earth, and many people would also be swallowed that were not part of the army. So Aisha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ about it, and he said that they will all be swallowed by the earth, but then they'll be raised up according to their intentions. So maybe if somebody was in that land, but his intention was to give da'wah fi sabilillah, and then the earth swallowed him up, or he was affected by a disaster, then he would be raised up according to his intention that he had. So afflictions that happen to believers, they're not a punishment. We don't if you go to Indonesia, for example, when they had the tsunami, many, many Muslims were killed or passed away. But we say that the people who were there that were sinning, then it was a punishment for them. But those who were there and they were believers, then it's an expiation for their sins, inshaAllah ta'ala. And also one of the ahadith, that one who drowns is a shaheed. So the person, the people who drowned, in that case, they would be shaheed, inshaAllah, in the akhirah. That's a very good question. Any other questions? Or? Khair, inshaAllah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Jazakallah khair.